We've spoken in the past about the interesting lashon that Chachomeinu Zal were misakin in Al Anisim of Lashkicham Torah Sechel. There's a lot of Torah that was said on it in Hanukkah. Why did Chazal use a lashon to forget your learning? They should have said not to learn. What's Lashkicham Torah Sechel? What does it mean that they made a gzera that you shouldn't remember what you learned? They made a gzera you shouldn't chazer? Nobody chazers anyway. So what's the? So we don't need the Yavonim for that. I need the Yavonim to make a gzera that you should forget your learning. We're doing a good job. Not a good kasha? How's the Marty good kasha? What does it mean? Lashkicham Torah Sechel. Adov Omer Darsheni. So, other years we spoke about something which I don't want to go over now, that Torah in its fundamental natural state is not forgettable. There's a lashon of the Sforanoi in Parshas Bereishis. Bitzelem Elokim Bara Yisrael, he says the Sforanoi, Hasechel ha'anoishi, the chachma of a person, afa pishu pulas haskolosai who built ishum kli chomri, agam that your sechel needs physical tools to facilitate it, right? You need your brain, which is a physical thing. He says, lo yechlash baharboisei pulas haskolosai. The more you use your head, it doesn't weaken. In physicality, a guy overdoes it, he falls apart. In seichel, it's the other way around. The more you use your seichel, the more active it gets. V'loy be'ezek nasaguf, it doesn't weaken when you get old. Avo yesef armit, to get stronger. Avo b'kol eleh, from the fact that you see that the older a person gets, the smarter he gets, the wiser he gets, it's a raya that the seichel and the chachma of a person is completely detached from his body, because the body is getting old. And the body is getting old. The body is aging. And the brain is sharper than ever. So it's a raya, shu nivdal mechomer b'li sofik. It's a raya that the seichel is not connected to the guf. The guf ages and the seichel doesn't. You see the G'dayli Ador, old people in their 90s, sharp like razors, Kola Teira Kula spinning around, and they could barely walk. I was at an event a few months ago, Reb Dov Landai, Zangezut Tushtark. He could barely take a step, he could barely get out of the seat, he could barely get into the seat. Machna Shoyz, of a fire, when you start to talk to him and learning, fire. So the older they get, the body gets old, and the seichel gets stronger. That's a raya that the seichel is detached from the guf. I always said over the famous verse from the Pachet Yitzchak. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so the Torah gives a hespit. He didn't have any wrinkles. His eyesight was crystal clear. Strange hespit for Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the hespit of the Torah is, he had no wrinkles, and he didn't have glasses. A funny type of hespit. Like a type of hespit, yeah, you have a great uncle who passes away, and he never did anything in his life, so they say he played golf to the last day. That's what they say about it, right? What type of hespit is that for Moshe Rabbeinu? That he didn't have wrinkles. So Dr. Pachet Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeinu was dovok in Torah, that he didn't age. He had no guf. He didn't age, because he was kulei Torah, he was kulei seichel, kulei chachma, kulei das. Kulei detached from the physical world. So the Pashup Shad in Lashkicham Torah Sechel is that since the Yevonim idolized the Guf, and that was the centrality of their whole world, so the idea of Shikha, the idea of forgetting, is a physical thing. The Neshama never forgets, like Rabbeinu Yoni speaks on Pirkei Avos. The Neshama is the Chelek and the Kaim Mal, it's Nitzchias, so it never forgets. So the idea of Lashkicham Torah Sechel is the articulation of the dominance of the Guf over the Neshama. That's what we said all the years, that was Hashtiku Chazor. But this year I was nisayra to a different pshat. Why lashkicham Torasecha? I saw Parshas Vayetze a moiritikas vasemes that Mamish opened up my eyes. The Vasemes points out, I may have mentioned this in the Tefillah Vav, but I want to expand on it. I don't think I did. Vasemes points out a moiritikasach, Mamish moiritikasach. He says, if you look in Birchas Kriyashma, both in Shachris and in Arvis, it has a pattern which is fascinating. Yeah, in the morning. First bracha is Yetzar, Yetzar Mars, right? Amachadish Betuva. We speak about the Bria. Then, bracha for Torah. Right? And then Kriya Shema. At night, it's the same thing. Hashem B'dvorim Ma'ariv Aravim. Bereshit created. Then Torah, and then Kriya Shema. What's this pattern that there's a bracha about the Bria, and then Torah, and then Kriya Shema? Shachris Ma'ariv. Exactly, same pattern. What's behind that? So there are two ways to say it. I'm going to say it in both ways. And they're both the same thing, obviously. One way of saying it is that the Eibishter is Mechadish Debriya every second. All the time. So even though we don't see it, we don't feel it, but that's the Mitzvah. HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tov. That's the Aleph Beis of Emunah and Hashgacha Pratis. The engine that runs that is Torah. The mitzias of Torah is nischadish the whole world. Hamachadish betuvay, shtein svarim tuvay is Torah. The Torah is constantly nischadish. New fountains are coming out, and the world, which is istakel b'raisa b'ra alma, is nischadish. You know, Rashi says, "Asher noichi mitzavcha yoyim." In Shema, Rashi says in Dvarim, "What's mitzavcha yoyim?" That a person should always look at Torah as a new thing, fresh. So normally we look at such a thing as some sort of psychological warfare. It's like a guy's in the middle of his mind, he's burning out. So he's convinced himself, new and I has a new thing. That's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat of Rashi. The reason why Torah is every day Hayyim is because that's Taka the reality. The reality is Taka that there's Hischachos in the Bria every second, and there's Hischachos in Torah every second. It's Taka Hayyim. Just a person can't access the Torah of Hayyim if you don't live with the cognizance and the awareness that the Eibush is Mechadish debris every second. So the key to access the Ischachos of Torah is first to recognize the fact that I don't live in a cause and effect world. I don't live in a world devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does he first have to say, Eibush to create a new day today? We're not saying history. That's what we say it every day, by the way. It's not a history lesson. When I'm able to recognize that there's Ischachos in the Bria, then I could talk about Torah. Because the real Metzias of Torah is that it's a Schadish every day. It's Hayoyim. Asher Anoichi Mitzav Hayoyim. It's not a cliche. Rashi says that's what it means. It means Hayoyim. But in order to access the real Metzias of Torah, which is the Schadish of Torah, you have to, first of all, have glasses on the world, which is Yetz HaMoiris. And that's why the pattern in Shachris and in Ma'ariv is Bria, Torah, and then you can mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, because you live in a world with God. You live in a world with the Eibishter. You live in a world where you live it. You experience. You can't without these two things. You can't do Kriyashma. You can't do Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's one nusach of saying it. I would say it in a slightly different nusach, more practical, and that is, I'll say it this way. Many times you meet a person, and all of us have these days and parts of our lives like that. When a person says, I'm steiging, I'm learning, I have the Rajba, I have the Ksezer, B'Kiveger, you ask the person, what's your relationship with the Eibishter? What does Torah have to do with the Eibishter? Shteita Nishta say, if you don't have a relationship with the Eibishter, and a relationship with the Eibishter, like we spoke about last Friday, is B'yo Secha Nachnu, that's what defines our relationship, that you created us and continue to create us, you don't have Shachas to Torah. You can't be a Torah mensch if you didn't, first of all, fix your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. There's no such thing. No such thing as Torah without Tefillah. No such thing as Torah without Emunah. No such thing. The guy says, I'm a Talmudic scholar. I'm a scholar. I know all types of Chakiris and Lamdis, but I don't live with the Eibishter and the Bria. I don't see him. I'm not attached to him. I don't relate to him. No. It doesn't work that way. First, Yetzar. First, Ma'ariv Aravim. First, you have to have an Eibishter. Then you can have shaykh, otherwise you don't have shaykh as a Torah. You might be a scholar, it might be on the bookshelf, it might be academic, but you don't have shaykh as a Torah. You can't have shaykh as a Torah. You're not going to be able to have shaykh as a Torah. And that's this, and then your kriyash has no meaning, obviously, either. So there's a say that from. The shlemus is, this is the shlemus Adam. The Anshe Knesset, when they created the Matbea Tefillah, says the Helikus Masemes, created the Seder Hadvarim. The Shlemus Adam is, first to be Mesakin, your relationship with the Teva, with the world, that's what his Lashon of Tikkun HaTeva. Then, when you've established that the Eberish is part of your life, you can then access his Torah. You can't access Torah if you don't have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. If you don't live with the Eberish, you don't have Torah. The Kodesh doesn't give you. You want to go, you could take it off a shelf, you could. You could take a math book off a shelf also, that's not Torah. First, you have to redefine your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. Then you have Torah. And then you can make Kabbalah and you have Omach Hashemayim. Mele, it's Poshet. The Yisoid of Shikha comes from something aging. As a shelf life, it expires. But if there would be a Schachos, so nothing, I don't forget. Forget, there's a new Schachos every day. It's constantly renewing, it's constantly alive. We spoke last week that the Yisoid of Yavon is the Yisoid of Teva, that there's no Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. I don't see the Ischachos. I don't see the Mechadesh B'tuva B'chol Yom Tamid. The Lashon of the Ramban in Achvei Moises is that Aristotle only studied the Murgoshos. He only studied the things that he felt, the things that he saw, the things that he heard, the things that he was able to touch. He didn't see the Eibishta in the world. If you don't see the Eibishta in the world, then you're not connected to the Ischachos of the Bria. You're not connected to the Ischachos of the Bria, your Torah gets old, you forget it, it gets stale, it gets erased, it starts to fade. And to Mori de Gazach, that means Shteta, that one of the tools that we don't forget Torah, one of the Bacham asked Thursday night, how do you retain what you learned? One of the ways to retain is to stay in a state of Ischachos. In other words, not to get to a place you forget it, but in order for that, you have to be a very hard dargo of being plugged into the Ischachos of the Bria. By the way, it's a real thing. I'm not saying a Dvar Torah here. That's the reality of the Bria. And the Yisrael of Lashkichum Torah Secha is not just the denial of forgetting Torah. It's denying that the Bria is Nischadish all over it, and it's not just Teva. That's the heart of the Machlekes. And that's why, first we say Yetz Amoris, then we say Ava, and then we say Kriyashma. And that's Yiddishkeit. That's Yiddishkeit. That's the Yisrael of Lashkichum Torah Secha.